Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Brajjana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Prabhupada
Shri Radha Madhavaju ki Prabhupada ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki Jai Om Vishnu Padaya Paramahansa Paribhadachaka Chajva Ashtotarasat Sri Shriman His Divine Grace of Boy Charanadavinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskon Pratista Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayananta Kota Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garata Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakund Radha Kund Kiri Govardhan ki jai Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai Navadeep Simayapu Dham ki jai Gangamai ki jai Jamunamai ki jai Bhakti Devi ki jai Tulasi Maharani ki jai Sri Harinam Shyamkitan Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Nithai Gopre Manandi. Hari Hari Bol. What number is on the board? 13? 20. Okay, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 18. Text. Text 13 to 20. Yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shrutva Sharamedher Yajamanam Urjitam. Balim Brigunam Upakalpita Estata. Jagama Tatra Kila Sarva Sambrito. Parinagam Sonamayam Pade Pade. Srutvas was made her Yagraman Ujitam. Balim Brigunam Upakalpitis Tata. Jagama Tatra Kila Sara Sambrito. Barinagam San. Sanamayam Pade Pade. Strutvashvamete Yagamanam Urjitam. Balim Brigunam Upakalpitaistata. Jagama Tatra Kila Sarasambrito. Barinagam Sanmanmayam Paripade. Surasuve Mede Yagyamanam Ujitam. Kalim Bhikunam Upakalpitastata. Jagama Tatra Kila Sara Sambrito. Harinagam Samyamayam Pade Pade. Tatpaswamare Yagamam Uvichitam. Balim Brigunam Upakalpitaistata. Sakama Tatra Kila Sara Sambrito. Adrinagam Sanya Mayanam Pade Pade. Balim Brigunam Upakalpitaistata. Tatam.
Harinagam samnamayam pare pare.
Any messages?
Shrutva shramete yagamanam urjitam. Balim prigunam upakalpitastata. Sarasambrito. Parinagam samamayam pare pare. Manuchitam. Valim prigo namupakalpitas tata. Jagama tatrat kilasar sambrito. Parinagam samyamayanam pare pare.
Shrutva. After hearing. Ashwamedhai. By Ashwamedha sacrifice. Yajamanam. The performer. Uchitam. Very glorious. Balim. Bali Maharaj. Brigunam. Under the guidance of the Brahmanas. Born in the Brighu dynasty. Upakalpitai. Performed. Tata. From that place. Jagama. Went. Tatra. There. Akila Sara Sambrita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. The essence of all creation. Bharina. With the weight. Gam. The earth. Sannamayan. Depressing. Pade pade. At every step. So I'll read from. Okay, no, this is translation. And purple by His Divine Grace, the Lord Charanaravinda. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When the Lord heard that Bali Maharaj was performing Ashwamedha sacrifices under the patronage of Brahmanas belonging to the Bhrigu dynasty, the Supreme Lord, who is full in every respect, proceeded there to show mercy to Bali Maharaj. By His weight, He pushed down the earth with every step. Please repeat. When the Lord heard that Bali Maharaj was performing Ashwamedha sacrifices under the patronage of Brahmanas belonging to the Bhrigu dynasty, the Supreme Lord, who is full in every respect, proceeded there to show His mercy to Bali Maharaj. By His weight, He pushed down the earth with every step. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Akila Sara Sambritta. In other words, He is the proprietor of everything essential in this material world. And although the Lord was going to Bali Maharaj to beg something, He is always complete. He has nothing to beg from anyone. Indeed, He is so powerful that in His full opulence, He pressed down the surface of the earth at every step. Om Agyanta Mitam Dasya Chananjana Chalakya Chakshuram Vinitam Dina Tashmaya Shri Guru Vinimaha
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shiva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ramo Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari.
Pardon?
13 to 20, okay. Thank you. So text 13 to 20. There's one little purport here. Translation. When the great sages saw the Lord as a brahmachari dwarf, Bhamana, they were certainly very pleased. And thus they placed before them Kashyapa Muni, the Prajapati, and performed all the religious ritualistic ceremonies, such as the birthday ceremony. According to the Vedic civilization, purport, when the child is born in the family of a Brahmana, the birthday ceremony, known as the Jatikarma, is first performed, and then the other ceremonies are gradually performed. But when this Brahmana Rupa appeared in the form of a Bhatu or Brahmachari, his sacred thread ceremony was also performed immediately. So here the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, has taken his birth. And to show he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he exhibited his forearm form with the conch shell, disc, club lotus. Just so they understood that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not an ordinary person. And then after that he showed his form of Brahmana Dev, Brahmana Dwarf, Brahmachari. And because he was already grown up, he was 5 years old when he was born. So they performed the birthday ceremony. So here they placed Kashyap Muni and the Prajapati. He was the son of Kashyapa. So the parents will do the samskaras, different samskaras to the children as they progress through life, beginning from the Jati samskara from birth. And so they push Kashyap Muni forward and urge him to do the ritualistic ceremonies, birthday ceremony. And because he was already grown up, they also gave him a sacred thread ceremony, Upanayam. Generally that comes at the end of all the samskaras. First is Jati samskara, then all the different samskaras, cutting the hair, taking the deity out for the first time, taking the baby out for the first time. We take the deity out. On Janmashtami. Janmashtami, okay, yeah. We perform all the samskaras for Krishna, similar that they did for Vamana Dev. According to Rupa Goswami's Sri Krishna Janmashtami Titi. There it gives a list of all the different samskaras. So on Janmashtami, if you're in Mayapur, from 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they have a big jagashala, make a big shala there. And then one boy is dressed up as Krishna. And then they perform all the different ceremonies. So from beginning from birth to upanayam, or accepting the sacred thread, all these are performed for Radha Madhava on Sri Janmashtami, the birthday of Krishna. So like that. Also, Vamana Dwadasi, on Shravana month, the Abhijit. What was the nakshatra? Anyway, the Abhijit means midday. He appeared at midday. Midday is very auspicious. I am a knower of the Vedanta. I am compiler of Vedanta. This is chapter 15, Purushottam Yoga chapter. So this is the Purushottam month. I hope you're all chanting one chapter every day of this chapter, Purushottam. There's only 20 verses, maybe the smallest. But so Krishna describes that how he is Purushottam. He is. I am the compiler of the Vedas, the knower of the Vedanta. And because I know the Vedas, now I'll tell you, Arjuna, in these three slokas. Tin Shloki Gita. I will tell you because I know I compile the Gita, so I'm the best one to tell you the essence. So then he gives the essence, Shara Akshara, the fallible, the infallible, the living entities conditioned. They are Brahman, but they're conditioned. In the spiritual world, they are Brahman, but they're not conditioned. But they're both Brahman. So you get a conditioned Brahman and an unconditioned Brahman, pure Brahman. So then Krishna says, then, because I am celebrated beyond the conditioned Brahman and the liberated Brahman, I enter into these worlds and I maintain them. I am the Paramatma. I maintain the whole world here. Paramatma. This picture there was addressed as Paramatma, but I don't think that's Paramatma. Because he's holding the symbols. Paramatma, he's here, the conch shell should be in his upper right hand. And the club should be in the lower left hand. That is Janardhan. This, according to the name here, the Vishnu is named. There's 24 forms, something like 24 forms of names of the Lord, depending on which position he's holding, the chakra, pada, gada. So the combination, that's something 24, I think. So Paramatma, his name is Janardhana. He is your best friend. He lives in your heart since time immemorial. He is guiding you. So the Paramatma, or Janardhana, he's slightly different from this picture. I may be mistaken. Janardhana. So he is to be known throughout the Vedas because he is the compiler of the Vedas. Then Krishna says, because I am beyond the conditioned Brahman, the liberated Brahman, and the Paramatma, and all the other forms like Vamanadev, I am the Adi Purusha. Krishna says, I am beyond all the different incarnations, and therefore I am celebrated in this world as Purushottam Haribol. So this is position. So it's the same personality of Godhead. Vamanadeva has taken birth, but he is that same personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, assuming a different form. Rama Adi Murtishu Kalam Ninatis. Millions of forms like Ram, Krishna, Vamana, etc. So the conclusion, Jiva Goswami's conclusion of that Gayatri verse is that it's worship of the super soul of the sun god. So he said, Jiva Goswami, it's not the sun god we are worshipping. Generally the smartest will say that. Even the Vaishnavas sometimes they say. But he said it's not. He said it's not Shiva, it's not Shakti, it's not Devi, it's not Ganesh. They are different forms that generally Mayavadis worship. But it's none of these forms. It is the super soul of the sun gods. So the mantra indicates light, how this light is diffused everywhere, just like the sun. So the conclusion is that it's the super soul of the sun god who is actually the worshipable object of the Gayatri mantra. So Vamanadeva is that same personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Lord who assumes the form of the super soul of Vamanadeva. So the sun god, he was there, he personally uttered the Gayatri mantra. Generally the Gayatri mantra should be not spoken loudly. Prabhupada uses the word murmured. Murmur? Means you're saying something very softly. You can't. No, Prabhupada said you can hear it, no one else can hear it. Softly. You can't chant the mantras. Because these Gayatri mantras you shouldn't tell others. Otherwise they'll lose their potency. So anyway, the Gayatri is... he uttered the Gayatri, he whispered the Gayatri into his ear, into Vamanadeva's ear. So Brihaspati is the head pujari of the heavenly planets. Chief priest, Brihaspati. He knows all the mantras, so he gives the mantras into Krishna's ear. Vamanadeva's ear. And gave the sacred thread. Oh, the sun god, he gave the mantra. He gave the mantra. And Brihaspati, he gave the sacred thread. Someone asked, my god brother, you know what this sacred thread is for? He said, you tell me. He said, when you go to the bathroom, you should wrap it around your ear. This is what it is for. That's true. It is true also, but not only for that reason. So you put it right around the ear so it doesn't go below the belt, so it may not become contaminated. So... the real purpose of the Gayatri is that to show that one has been initiated by an acharya. It symbolizes you are making preparation to go back home, back to Godhead. You're becoming Aryan. You want to become progressive in life. Aryan, one who follows the progressive patterns in life. He's called Aryan. So one who wants to go back home, back to Godhead, this is an indication, sacred thread. He's serious about spiritual life. He's going to develop brahminical qualities because it's much more conducive to go back to Godhead with brahminical qualities. So then, Brihaspati offered the sacred thread and Kashyap Muni offered the straw belt. The brahmacharis have a straw belt around their waist. And this straw belt, it represents Lakshmi. So when the brahmacharis wear the belt, it representing Lakshmi, it's like a relationship of sister, the elder sister. Lakshmi becomes the elder sister for the small brahmachari. And in the mood of protection for the brahmacharis. So has a kind of a relationship as sister to the brahmachari. And the belt also helps them to speak truthfully. They should not tell any lies when they wear the belt. help them to become truthful. Then, Mother Earth gave him a deer skin. So the brahmacharis wear deer skins. Generally that black one. In the Bhagavatam, that picture has got spotted one, yeah? Spotted, but I think any is okay. But the black one, generally they wear the black deer skin. For the, actually it's multi-purpose. Because they're a brahmachari, they can't have too many possessions. So it serves as a cloth, upper covering, it serves as a seat when they're doing their meditation. They put the, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you put the deer skin down. And because it repels insects, I think there's something that makes the insects repelled. So when you're sitting in meditation, you don't get these bugs coming on ants or something distracting your meditation. So it has some kind of repellent in the, I think, the smell of the deer skin. And also the, because of the hairs are going one way, when the small insects, so they don't like to go because they get all the hairs sticking in their eyes and things like that. Unless they go from the backside, I guess it's okay. But it kind of stops things. And also snakes, they don't like to go that, all the pointed hairs. So this way the yogi, he can become fearless when he makes his asana, because he has to meditate in the jungle, there's animals and things like that. And the demigod of the moon, who was the king of the forest, he gave him a Brahmadanda, the rod of a brahmachari, so he gets his lucky, his stick. Brahmachari rod for protection. They carry it for all multi-purpose, but also for wild animals, maybe they're wild dogs or something, so they can show the stick. All the animals know is stick, they run away. So although we're supposed to be completely surrendered and dependent on Krishna, but still, you see the sannyasis have sticks and brahmacharis have sticks because clear away the wild animals there. So that's a standard, sannyasi will have a stick. Because he's wandering alone in the jungle. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Holy Bible recitation. But even speaks of there, how you'll always depend on Krishna. But he has a stick also. He has his staff for comfort, just in case there's any wild tigers and things. So it's not limited only to one religion. They have their staff. And his mother Aditi gave him cloth for underwear, his kopin, so given by mother. And the deity, the deity presiding over the heavenly kingdom offered him an umbrella. So these are all useful, very useful gifts for the brahmacharis. He has an umbrella. You see Gurukul boys sometimes. They have an umbrella made of bamboo, kind of. Bamboo? What is it? Anyway, they have an umbrella for the hot sun mainly, but also in the rainy season they have. So useful gifts. Kopin, you need something to cover your body. Umbrella you need for protection. So these are gifts that are often given to sadhus. Gifts of clothing, gifts of umbrellas, gifts of shoes, karam. So these are things that sadhus need, brahmacharis need. Grains and cloth are considered. If you're giving charity, you give grains and cloth, you get very, very pious activity because everybody has to eat and everybody has to wear a cloth. So these are considered best of all gifts if you want to make a gift to someone. And Lord Brahma offered him a water pot. He offered a water pot to the inexhaustible personality of Godhead. So again, you need some water when they're walking from one place to another. There's no busily outpost anywhere. They have to collect water in their kamandalu. That's why they have copper. You have a copper kamandalu, and copper purifies the water. You put the water inside and copper purifies it after some time. You see Maharaj sometimes, he carries the water pot, or they have for drinking, and he puts kusha grass, the root of the kusha. Kusha is very cooling, so he puts the roots into the kamandalu and then leaves it there. So naturally the kusha is cooling and the copper itself is purifying. So when you go to the ashram, he says, "Want a drink?" So you have to. And cold, very cold, nice. And kush flavor, it's a very nice flavor, scent. So these are all practical things that the brahmachari needs. So these are all being given by the different person. And the mother Saraswati gave him a string of Rudraksha beads. I don't know why she didn't give Tulsi beads, but anyway, Rudrakshas, that's very common. All the sadhus, you see wandering sadhus, generally they always have Rudraksha. I think even Mahaprabhu one time had Rudraksha. At least he put it on, something maybe. When Vamanadev when Vamanadev had thus been given the sacred thread, Kuvera, the king of Yakshas, gave him a pot for begging alms. Kuvera, he's the treasurer of the demigods. He didn't give money, he gave the pot. You can collect, don't spend. He's the treasurer. So he gave him a pot for begging alms. And Mother Bhagavati, the wife of Lord Shiva, the most chaste mother of the universe, gave him his first alms, gave him his donation. So he goes with his rod and his begging bowl, Bhiksham Dehi, Bhiksham Dehi. When we do the Krishna Samskaras, this is the last one. Krishna becomes a brahmachari, then he has to go out begging. Bhiksham Dehi Bhagavati. What's the name? Om Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi Om Bhavati. Oh, mother, please give me alms. Give me some alms. Then she gives some money to him. And then with his danda he goes, Om Swasti. Om Swasti. Then he goes to others. So here it mentions, he goes, first you chant that, you go to the Matajis, you go to the mothers, give donations, and then after that you go to the Prabhus, because here it appears that Mother Bhagavati, the wife of Lord Shiva, gave the first alms. So that's a general situation. You go to a Mataji first, because this is what in the history of giving alms, they first go to the Mataji, then they go to the Prabhu. Om Bhavam Bhiksham Dehi. Then the men give some deduction. Om Swasti gives his blessing. Om Swasti. Having been thus welcomed by everyone, Lord Vamanadev, the best of the brahmacharis, exhibited his Brahman effulgence, and thus he surpassed in beauty that entire assembly which was filled with great saintly persons. So here is that attractive Brahma Jyoti. Already Vamana Dev, very beautiful. Now he's showing his effulgence. That makes everyone even more beautiful. The Brahman effulgence is so attractive that the Jnanis and the Mayavadis, they're willing to sacrifice their own identity to enter into that Brahman effulgence. That's how attractive it is and beautiful it is. Who wants to give up their identity? It's very difficult to do that. But they're willing to do that. Give up my identity, emerge into the effulgence, because the effulgence is so attractive. So Vamana Dev exhibited that. So here the brahmacharis can show their prowess, they can show their pure brahmacharis by exhibiting. So we should ask them, can you show form? Exhibit Brahma Jyoti. Then you can say he's a real brahmachari. So that's the test. They say Krishna showed the universal form. So many people claim to be God. So okay, most probably you are God, but you can just show your Visharup, your universal form, then we can believe. So the test. After Lord Vamanadeva set a sacrificial fire, he offered worship and performed fire sacrifice on the sacrificial field. So after all this ritualistic ceremony, he himself went and started the sacrificial fire, because they have to make a fire every day, the brahmacharis traditionally, and worship the Lord in the fire. So when the Lord heard Bali Maharaj was performing Ashwamedha sacrifice under the patronage of the Brahmanas belonging to the Bhrigu dynasty, the Supreme Lord, who is full in every respect, proceeded to show mercy to Bali Maharaj. By his weight, he pushed down the earth at every step. So already so beautiful, and by showing the Brahman effulgence, he's becoming even more beautiful. But he was such a... Children by nature are beautiful. Youth. There's a saying in Bengal that if your daughter looks like a dog, if she's youthful, she will be beautiful. If she's very youthful, she's beautiful. So youth is very, very beautiful. So this Vamana Dev already is beautiful. He's a supreme attractive personality of God. Very beautiful. Now he's becoming even more beautiful by exhibiting. And everybody was captivated there. Someone desired, who was it, desired to have Vamana Dev as her son? Was it? He was just so attractive, a little boy, irresistible. You know? They're sweet anyway, little boys, and he got his umbrella and deer skin. And they're not sophisticated, they're not political, they're completely innocent. That's why I said you should choose young brahmacharis to perform sacrifices. They don't have any, they're not at all mental or anything like that. He was just so beautiful. Actually, there's three forms of Krishna that are considered beautiful. Beautiful. That is Krishna himself, the original form. Lord Ramachandra, beautiful, like new grown grass, durva grass. When the grass is newly grown, it's a lighter green. That's the color of Lord Ramchandra's body. It's so beautiful just to see the color of that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur met Lord Ramchandra in Madhurodhumadipa. And he said, I saw Lord Ramchandra, the figure with his beautiful green, blue, greeny, green body, like green, new grown grass. So beautiful. He was a brahmachari also. Matted hair, everything. He was in the jungle. Deer cloth. He must have had a deer skin or tree bark. He wore tree bark. He was like brahmachari. But beautiful. He is known for his beauty. And Vamanadev, these three forms of the Lord, Krishna, Ram and Vamanadev, are known for their beauty. So if you see them, you must become attracted. So here, you see Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is so powerful, he can push down the earth with his steps. Very sweet little innocent boy. So sweet, so cute. You have to love him when you see him, just by his being a little boy with all these characteristics and qualities. But simultaneously he is that Supreme Personality of Godhead who, when necessary, can stick his toe through the universe. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada also, he said that in his biography, he was at the Jogpit and he saw Panchatattva coming towards him during the Prem Sankirtan. All the devotees were there. Six Goswamis were there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gopishodas. And they said to him, you should give up your austerities now. Now you should go out and preach. But you don't worry for anything because we're all behind you. Whenever you need money, we will send as you need. When you need manpower, we will give. You don't worry, you go out and preach fearlessly. We are all behind you. The whole parampara is behind you. So Bhaktisiddhanta used to use this when he was preaching to his disciples. He said, you don't worry for anything. We are coming from Krishna. Our gotra is coming from is Krishna. We are Krishna's family. Krishna is behind us. And Krishna, in the form of a little boy, a five-year-old boy, he can stick his toe through the universe. What cannot be accomplished if he's just a little boy? So why we should fear for anything? He is our worshipful deity. He is our Lord. He is Krishna. He is our lovable Lord. Why we should fear anything? As you need, I will supply. And then I read a while ago, Prabhupada said the same thing as his spiritual master that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Krishna is like that. If we surrender to Krishna and serve, he will supply as we need. You don't need to worry about maintenance. Krishna will do. Prabhupada said, it was not the same place, but another place he said, I wanted some scientists to present Krishna consciousness to the scientific field. I had that desire. He said, then Krishna started to send me. Then we have these nice boys like Srup Damodar and all those other devotees, scientist devotees, they come. And Prabhupada said, when I was writing my books, I wanted some nice pictures to put in my books. And then Krishna, he sent. Then Jadurani came and Parikshit and Ram. All those beautiful artists came. I mean, they developed in kind of a style, a very unique style for Prabhupada's books. But Prabhupada said, he's pointing out how Krishna will supply whatever you need. You don't really have to endeavor extraneously to get everything. You simply go out and preach. And we are all behind you. The whole parampara is behind you. Lord Vamadev is behind you. He stuck his toe through the universe. Nothing can not be accomplished in this universe if we take shelter of Lord Vamanadev. So here, reading about the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva, the dwarf incarnation. Yeah, not only is he's a dwarf. Dwarf is undeveloped man in the progression of the Dasavataras. After the half man, half lion, the Sringadev, then the theory, Darwin's theory, from the Padma Purana, Vamanadeva, he's undeveloped man. He's a man, but he's undeveloped. But even so, he's undeveloped. There's nothing he can accomplish. Even an undeveloped man, he is Krishna. So there's nothing that can be accomplished when we take shelter of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Vamanadeva ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sampeta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Go Premanandi. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying. Hare Krishna. It's a simple question because you mentioned and you pointed at Paramatma, and the other day we were talking with the artist who painted this beautiful painting, and we mentioned, and a Prabhupada disciple also told him, I also told him, I don't know it before, or, that Paramatma has Shivasta. Shivasta in his chest.
Shivasta.
Yes. I think it was Rajendranandana Prabhu who also told him that. We find, or do you know any description of the Shivasta sign?
Shivasta, different explanations Prabhupada uses also. A lock of hair. A lock means a group of hairs together, like. Yeah. You have like a lock maybe hanging down, a few hairs. Shivatsha. Generally, that's the main description. It's a lock of white hair that distinguishes Vishnu from all the other devotees on Vaikuntha. They don't have that, but they have four arms. They're like Vishnu, but they don't have the Shivatsha. That's a unique discriminating feature of Krishna. I think also the Vaidura money is there. What's it called? Vaidura? Kostova money. Sometimes Prabhupada said he's a diamond. Sometimes it said he's a jade. Jade, semi-precious stone. And it has a calf printed on it, scratched on it, engraved on it. It has a calf. Calf engraved on it. It's mystical. Kostova. There's a pastime. I'll tell the end of it. Swapna Vilas. Dreaming pastime. And Radharani had a dream. And then when she woke up, she told Krishna, I had this astonishing dream. There was there were these golden figures and they were doing kirtan And there was a beautiful river there, just like Altamuna, and full of trees, and so many birds, and bees were flying around, just like on the bank of the Jamuna. And they were chanting, during kirtan, and they were chanting the names. And there was this one beautiful golden boy there. And he would chant, "Oh Radha, oh Radha." Sometimes you fall on the ground and crash on the ground. Sometimes you cry in ecstasy. And then sometimes he would say, "Krishna, Krishna, oh, where is Krishna? Where is my Lord?" A very mysterious person. It was just like when we are doing our pastimes on the bank of the Jamuna. But who was this golden person? I can't understand. Was he me? Because I'm like that when I'm chanting Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm looking for Krishna. Was it me? Or was it you? Because sometimes you are all saying, "Hey Radhe, ho Radhe, Radhe, where is Radhe?" So who was that person? Was it you or was it me? I can't understand. So then Krishna, he starts to illuminate his Kushtabhamani. And all the rays just spread throughout, everywhere. And then Radharani sees, she is looking in the rays that are coming from Kushtabhamani to her eyes. And she sees the scene again with what she saw in her dream. And then she sees Krishna's there smiling, and she said, "Yeah, I know. It was both of us. It must have been both of us combined. There's Gauranga." And then Radharani said, "Also, now I can understand how you are that one Supreme Personality of Godhead, but yet you have so many other forms. And they're all non-different. Brahmadev is non-different. He's completely, the form is completely different, but they're the same person. We're not dealing with different persons. They're all one person. Now I can understand how that can happen, because I can see you, my worshipful Lord, through these rays emanating from the Kushtabha, and someone next to me, he's looking through different rays. If we look at the sun, we'll all be looking through different rays. We're not all the same rays, because we're all situated in different places. But when we see this sun, we will see, or we can see, our worshipful Lord, the Lord of our heart, that Lord we will see there. And he's the rays from the Kushtabhamani, we will see through those, we will see our Lord of our heart. Or I will see Lord Ramachandra, my worshipful Lord. Another person, he will see Krishna. Another person, he will see Lord Vamanadev. So everybody will see their most worshipful deity. But still, he's only one. It's Krishna. He's only one. But according to the way you look and your devotion, then it will reveal Krishna as Ramchandra, Krishna as Vamanadeva, Krishna as Gauranga. So it's mystical, very mystical Kushtabhamani. And has a little calf engraven. I don't think anyone else in Vaikuntha has that. Is that unique to Krishna also? Is it unique to Krishna, the Kushtabhamani? Like the Srivatsa is unique only to his Krishna. I think also the Kushtabhamani is also. Okay.
So deep, giving it up. appears to be impossible. So how do we, to surrender means to give up material desire.
Yeah, in the class it said that if we, as we surrender to Krishna, then the revelation will be there. The Lord will reveal, if we surrender, that the Lord will supply our necessities and etc. But we have desires. Desires are very, very strong. So it's stopping us from completely surrendering to Krishna. Yes, the desires are very strong, but they're not stronger than Krishna. They're not stronger than the holy name. They're not stronger than our own will. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he speaks that we have to come to this decision, we have to make this decision about these desires, what we like and what we don't like. That's all that's been going on since time immemorial. Sense object appears before the senses, mind says I like it or I don't like it. If I like it, I'll accept it. If I don't like it, I'll reject it. That's all that's going on. So it's by our desire, we're liking this, we don't like this, I like this. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that everyone who claims to be a human, he should make this, this is the supreme decision. That what am I going to do about this? Raga Dvesha, this attachment and hatred, my likes and dislikes. Am I going to go on for the rest of my existence doing the same thing, or am I going to do something about it? So he said this is the supreme question that everybody should ask himself. And if you make up your mind and become determined, it's still going to go on, but we're going to desire what is favorable for Krishna, we'll accept. What is unfavorable for Krishna, we'll reject. The function will still go on, but it'll become purified. But we have, it has to come from everyone, this decision. And it's a supreme decision.
The purpose is to please Hari. So can we try to make those desires adjust in such a way so that it's pleasing to Lord Hari and the Vaishnavas and the spiritual masters, and in that way give it up? Instead of completely rejecting, which appears to be impossible, give up desires. If it can be adjusted in such a way, as you said, to make it favorable.
Yes. So that's yoga. We're meditating on I like it or I don't like it, I reject or I accept it. So that's yoga. That comes under yoga. But the subject matter is desire still. You're doing something about it, but the subject matter is desire. I accept it, I reject it. So as you're saying, yes, there is the supreme solution is complete absorption in devotional service. You're not worried about accepting desires or rejecting desires because you're not the body, you don't need them. So why give them attention at all? Rather, we give attention to our devotional service. We fully absorb ourselves in devotional service. Then automatically we don't have time. It'll come. The sense objects come. They present themselves. If we don't accept it or reject it, then this is a reaction of a karmic. So where can it go, that desire? It goes back into the desire bank. So that karmic cycle is finished because we didn't entertain that desire when it came. Even though it's coming from a previous impression, we have a desire, but when it comes and we don't entertain it, it can't manifest. So therefore it just goes back, and that particular cycle of karma is finished. It won't come back anymore. Yeah, so that total absorption in devotional service is the supreme way for everything. It solves all the problems because the subject matter is Krishna, Krishna's service. And the others, you're working on controlling, these will come under yoga, the yoga practice. But surrendering and dedicating at it is bhakti, you know. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.